Hello.
Hi, Rodney. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I wasn't sure if your wife was still stuck in traffic. I know Fridays could be horrendous.
Nope, she's here.
Okay. Hi. I'm sorry I didn't get her name.
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Nice to meet you, Nadine.
Likewise. I'm sorry you were in traffic.
Typical Friday.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll hit it on the way home, but that's okay. It's not too bad. So where do we start? You know, I was talking with your husband about our platinum package, and there's a couple of options for you guys, but let's go over, like, the first package we were talking about. So our company is called Local Splash. What we are, Debbie, is a Google Premier Channel Partner. So what that means, in a nutshell, is our technicians are highly trained and certified. We had to jump through hoops, which is Google's requirements for us to be a channel partner of theirs, and that's why we're able to combine our services with their advertising. So we were reaching out because we had a position that opened up, and we're looking for a company that's a good fit. And some of the criteria that we look for is a company with a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and that can handle more business. I think, you know, for the most part, we can all agree, you know, Rodney's been providing a quality type of service to his clients, right?
Right.
And I know that the business is still fairly new, but I don't see anything at all negative in regards to the company. And, you know, he's got some online presence, but for the most part, we agree on that, that the quality service is there. Now, the package that I was offering him is our platinum package because that's the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Now, our program is month to month. There's no contracts. He will not be charged per call, per job, or per click. So with the rate that I had applied for him, it's what we call our new earned business rate. So what he would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It does come with a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover the programming. It makes the initial investment $398 to get started and then $299 every month after that with no contracts. So there's no additional click fees or anything like that. What this would include would be the first page placement on Google. So us getting him PIN verified, creating the Google profile page, optimizing and maintaining on the first page. We do the content creation on Bing as well. And then we also include directory submission, which would be directories like Yelp and Apple. Now, if he already has a profile on any of those, we're not going to create a new one. We would just be updating whenever we update his information.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have Yelp or Apple or anything like that.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Then we would just create two profiles on there. So that way anyone who uses those directories, right, that they find you guys there, we're very limited on the directories, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of directories out there. There's like 60 plus directories, but we don't submit to those directories because a lot of those directories will generate what we call spam calls. And that's what we want to avoid. So that's why we're very particular to the directories that we do submit to. Now, as far as Facebook, you haven't created that yet, right, Rodney? A Facebook business page? Okay.
No.
So I know you, now correct me if I'm wrong, did you mention you don't use Facebook at all? Like not even a personal page?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So now let me explain this, Debbie. So for us to create him a business Facebook page, right, at the very least, he would have to have a personal Facebook. Now, he doesn't even have to have friends on there. He doesn't even have to have pictures. All Facebook business pages are created that way, so that way you guys have full ownership and access to it. So no one sees the personal page. Now, on Facebook, and I had a guy do this a couple weeks ago. He just opened up a Facebook page, and he just put his first and last name. That was it. So that way we could create him the business one. But on Facebook, what we're going to be doing is running what they call Facebook ads. Facebook ads will target anyone who's performed a search on Google for his services, and even if they did not call him. but now they happen to go to Facebook to look at their pictures or stories, that's when they would see as add a pair. So it's like reminding them, hey, you were looking for a painting contractor, here's a company that offers it. It is a click to call ad, so once that ad is clicked on, they will call him directly. So this is where I mean he gets no additional click fees, okay? On those ads, we could run like an ad if he's doing a special promotion for the month. If he's looking to hire any employees, we can use those ads in that way as well. Now, also, we ensure that his website be attached where his business is being promoted because we want them to see the quality work that he does and really get to learn more about his company. And then we also cover what's the mobile platform. Anyone who performs a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet can also find him on the first page of Google. So this particular package would be covering all of his bases.
Okay.
So you would design a Facebook page and advertise on Facebook as well.
Yes, we won't be doing like your weekly posting, but you're going to have full access to it. And one thing I encourage any business owner that has a Facebook page, when you complete a project, take a picture of it, post it up on your Facebook and just say like, oh, just completed a project or what a great job it was or anything, right? And I would encourage you, even if you did it once a month, right? It's just letting people know that you're still around. Right? And your content is fresh. But we take care of the advertising as far as the Facebook. Because
now,
that's our department.
Right. And then I can create a page that says, can I create the American Painting page itself?
If you want to create your own Facebook page, you can do that too. That's totally up to you. Or we do it for you.
I want you guys, what I'm saying is I would like you, for a business page to be made, right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, like, does it go to me directly, or can I just put, like, because I have to make a Facebook page, and it would be under that, right?
So what you're going to do is you're just going to open up a Facebook page, right, with your name. Like, it's your personal page, right? Like me, for example. I have a Facebook that's Nadine Medina, right? My aunt. My cousin actually has a Facebook. Her name is Brigitte Izaguirre. She's doing a churro business. I don't know if you guys have them out there, but it's like a Mexican type of dessert, right?
Yeah, sure.
So what she did is she's opening up from her personal page, she's opening up a business Facebook page herself, right? And what she's doing, and it's connected in that way so that she could switch from her personal page to her business page. Nobody sees her personal page because she's super private. No one will see that page. It's just the way that she can manage her Facebook.
Right. So I can make my page private.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. And like I said, you don't even have to put pictures or even have any friends on your Facebook because we just need you to open it so that we can create you the one for the business. So this way, you have access to your business Facebook page because you're the owner of it. So that's how they're all created.
So if somebody calls in and asks questions, then I can use it on my Facebook.
Yeah, like you could always tell them, like if someone said, hey, are you on Facebook? You could say, yeah, look up American Paint and just give them your business name and they could look it up on Facebook, American Paint and Maintenance. Because that business Facebook page, it won't have any of your personal information. All it's going to have is like your business logo, your phone number, the link to your website.
Because I'll make my Facebook page private so nobody can see it anyhow.
Yeah, just make it private. That's all you got to do. All we need is the link to it so when we're creating your business Facebook page, it'll be linked to where you're the owner of it and you can access it, not anybody else. The only ones, we're only listed as managers. Yeah. It's real simple. I mean, I promise you no one will see your personal page whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm real a stickler about Facebook and my personal Facebook. My mom's older, but she likes to put out there, like, she'll put my full name. Shout out to my daughter, and she puts like my first, middle, and last name, and puts, you know, she turned 51 today, and I'm like, Mom, you just gave everybody my birth date. You might as well put my social out there. She means well, but, you know, we got to kind of tell her, Mom, stop giving our birth dates out there. So, yeah, you can be very private.
Yeah, but if somebody was like to want some work on Facebook, what would that do? Would that send me a message on Instant Messenger or something?
No, actually, so on Facebook, right, there's called Facebook Messenger, okay?
Yeah.
When we do the ad for you, so on your Facebook ad, it can either, you can put, it's called a call to action button on it. If we put call us, when they click on it, they're calling you directly. If we put message us, they would send you a message, not a text message. It's a message through Facebook Messenger, right?
Yes.
Or
if
we put learn more, when they click on it, they go straight to your website.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't necessarily have to set it up where they send you a message through Facebook Messenger. We can either set it up where they go straight to your website when they click on it, or they call you directly.
Now, so you said something about, okay, so you, and then Yelp, you would set that up as well.
Yes. Uh-huh. We create you a Yelp profile.
Okay. Yeah. So you said something about clicking, so you said we can have on Google where people click certain words, we'll pull up on 14 different words.
We call those keywords and search terms. So for example, a keyword would be like interior painting, painting contractor, exterior painting, epoxy flooring, right? There's just a variation of keywords and search terms. So they go over that with you during your client interview, and the technician as well will let you know which ones are being searched more. So your keywords, you can also change at any time. So just as an example, right, let's say you have enough exterior jobs. You really need to focus on some floor coating, right? You can really beef it up on that. You know, you could say, listen, I need more floor coating. We need to really focus on that service. I have to fill in more jobs on that. So you can change them at any time. It doesn't cost you anything.
So there's different packages, correct?
Yes. So this is what we call like our middle package, right? The one above it is the one with the Google Ads. Now, the Google Ads are the ones that you'll see at the top that say sponsored. Google Ads allow you to use up to 50 keywords and search terms. And with the Google Ads, you could target as far as 100 miles if you wanted, which I don't really recommend because that's like kind of spreading you out really thin, right?
Yeah.
Now, that package runs $4.99 a month with a $99 setup fee. And it's because the Google Ads are more expensive. So that one's a $5.98 startup and then $4.99 every month after that. That actually gives you the two spotlight positions on Google. So you get the Google Local Map, Google Ads, Bing Local. You get also the directory submission, okay? So instead of us running Facebook ads, what we're doing is we're running Google Ads. We can still help you create the Facebook page if you wanted, but we're not running the ads on there. Instead, we're running them on the Google side, right? And then, of course, the mobile platform. So that's what we call our Premier Platinum package.
So the one that is $2.99, that your focus is on Google or is your focus on Facebook?
Both. It's Google and Facebook. Google and Facebook, I will tell you this, they go very well together hand in hand. Okay? I'm going to give you an example. And this happened to me. My husband does dialysis. I had to call the nurse, and I couldn't remember the phone number by heart, and I talked to these people at least 6 times a month. So I went on Google, and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care in Anaheim, where I live, because it's in that vicinity. got the number, called him. I happened to go to Facebook 2 days later just to do a post for our granddaughter's birthday, and all of a sudden, I get this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up because it targeted me as having an interest in their services, in their center. So that's why I mean those Facebook ads work well, because they're retargeting. It's that constant reminder, you were looking for this service, here's a company that offers it. The conversion rate, Google ads work very well. The conversion rate, however, with the Google ads is 4% conversion rate from that ad converting into a call, okay? When you compare it to the Facebook ads, and this is across all industries, keep that in mind, across all industries, average is a 4% conversion rate for the Google ads. Facebook ads are 9% conversion rate across all industries. So it's like double the conversion rate.
Yeah.
And it's because they're consistently retargeting. And that's why I was recommending this package for you guys, the first one that we were discussing. Yeah. And again, it's not to say that the Google ads don't work. They work, but the conversion rate is going to be lower.
Okay. So now the one that's tuner, that's the middle of the row.
Right. The one below that is what we call our pro package. That one is super basic. That's for someone who just wants to have presence on Google and doesn't care if they're getting a bunch of calls or not. And I say that because that package is only getting you on the first page of Google, which is just going to target your zip code and 5 to 10 miles, what Google says is your local area.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't include any type of advertising, no Facebook advertising. It doesn't include any Google advertising. It's just a Google local map first page, Bing local, directory submission, and the mobile platform. There's no like Facebook advertising or the Google ads included in that. And that package runs you $199 a month with the $99 setup fee. So you're actually looking at $298. And then you pay $199 every month after that.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just confused. I tell you what, I've always thought, because I have my company, and with my company, we didn't have to pay for anything. And
right.
Google. So, like, if they would look for a huge pharmacy, my company started the first company in Canada. And I never had to pay for any, and I still don't have to pay for anything. I'm just trying to understand why there's a charge, because I never had to pay anything for Google for getting a referral from the Google website when patients are searching for a local infusion pharmacy. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, you're talking like a different industry as well, right? So Google works off of an algorithm, okay, which they are consistently changing, right?
Okay.
Now, when you're talking a pharmacy, that's going to be kind of different because pharmacies is an actual location, right? And you have different, because you mentioned a pharmacy, correct? I heard you right?
Right. We're specialty.
Yes. When it comes to services like general contractors, painters, roofers, okay, services like that,
right?
These areas are so saturated, right? There's a ton of them. So Google changes their algorithm. Because I don't know if you know, and I'm probably going to tell you my age, but back in the day, when I was a kid, I could remember the yellow page book or the white pages being delivered at the first of the year and at the towards the end of the year, right? Every company started with AA, AAA, you know what I mean? Because they all wanted to be at the first pages.
Right.
Google doesn't work like that. I could tell you this. I'm at work right now. I work out of Fountain Valley, California, but I live in Anaheim, California. If I want to find a nail shop near my home, if I go on my phone right now and I just type in nail shop near me, Google recognizes my location of my phone address where my phone is at, and it's going to give me any nail shop that's within 5 to 10 miles from the location of my phone, which is in Fountain Valley right now, okay? If I want a nail shop near my house, then I need to put in nail shop near and either put my zip code or my city and state. So that way I can get a nail shop near my home, right?
Okay, right.
So depending on where the person is performing the search from, how they're performing that search, and meaning the location of the search, is going to determine how companies are appearing on that first page. Because if they're using their phone and they're like in within 5 miles, yeah, they'll see you come up right away, right? But a lot of times what happens is if they're using a desktop, it's going to recognize that IP address of wherever they're at, right?
Right.
So that's where it's kind of tricky. So a lot of times, you know, you'll see business owners that are like, well, I'm coming up on the first page. And you know what's funny, and this has happened to me, and I didn't believe it until when it happened to me. I could do a search on something, find them on the first page, right? But if I don't clear out my cookies or my cache, it's going to take me right back, and I'm going to be like, man, they're still on the first page in the same spot.
Right.
So reviews are helpful. Reviews don't put you on the first page, but reviews do help. It's what we call the modern day word of mouth, right?
Right.
People who don't know you by name, read one good review from someone who's used your services. I mean, you're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends, right? It's what we call the modern day word of mouth. My dad would call his buddy or my uncle and say, hey, you know someone who can come out here and fix something? If it wasn't something that my dad could do on his own. Nowadays, everyone's on their phone. I was just telling my husband, we're at a stoplight, and this guy's walking, looking at his phone, not even paying attention where he's walking. I'm all, what is wrong with this guy? I told my husband, and my husband's like, you get all worked up. And I'm all, because it's someone like that that's glued to their phone, that's not paying attention, and they run into a car. Guess who's liable now? The driver, not the guy who was on his phone not paying attention.
Right.
But this goes to show you how we are nowadays. Everybody is glued to their phone.
Right.
Now, when it comes to reviews, we definitely help you in that way, and we encourage it. And I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not, Rodney, but if you have people that you've done work for, even family members, ask them to leave you a review on Google, because that's going to get people to really read about your services. Now, I'm not going to say nothing bad, but when you have them leave your reviews on Angie's Leads, okay, I'm going to be transparent with you. You ever quit that program, all your content will disappear. It all goes away. Everything. If you were to sign up with us and let's say months down the road, you decide, you know what, I want to part ways. All we're going to ask you is at least call 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't incur that charge. Be part as friends. Your Google business profile, the directories that we listed you on, your Facebook page, none of that goes away. It's still there because you're the owner, right? What will happen eventually is you will fall off the first page because we're not optimizing and posting on it to keep you there. And your Facebook ads obviously would disappear because we're not servicing it. But your Facebook business page, your Google business page, your reviews on there, all that content remains there.
Okay.
Now, I would recommend this. Before even doing Google ads, I would recommend Google Guaranteed. I don't know if you've seen it before, Debbie, whenever you've done a search on Google.
I've not seen that, no.
So Google Guaranteed, you'll see them at the very tippy top of the page. They have this green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
It's a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but these are not leads like Angie's Leads. These are leads that come in the form of a phone call, and you don't share them with anyone. They're only being sent to you. Now, there's requirements for that program. So what they require is that you at least have a Google presence with 5 Google reviews. They run a background check just to make sure you don't have felonies. And then they require just for the painters. So the category for the painters for the Google Guaranteed, it's called the handyman.
Okay,
but You understand what I'm talking about? So that's the category that the painters fall under, right? So for that, because sometimes Google will require, they want a license and insurance. For his industry, for the handyman, they only want insurance, whatever the state requires.
Yeah,
whatever
I have
state
a license
requires.
And insurance. I
awesome.
Actually, that's what I was doing today. I was getting on
yeah, when we were talking to, earlier.
Well,
right.
Because I don't need a license, but the HOAs are requiring a license. So I went and just got a license just so I have it so I could get
just
it.
Just so you have it. Good for you. Good for you. I mean, this way, hey, if they ask, you already got it. Good for you.
Right.
Now, I'm gonna read off to you under the handyman category because I'm going to explain how this whole program works. I love this program, by the way. I feel it's one of Google's better products, hands down. So Google Guaranteed is, like I said, a pay-per-lead program. There's a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable. I say that because if something came out on your background check that you didn't disclose, Google will disqualify you and they don't give your money back, right? I'm not saying that that's your case, but I'm just very transparent. Now, you fill out your application, upload your documents, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, once you get approved from Google, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget because we want you guys to get a feel of the program first before you start investing to take on more leads, okay? So the minimum monthly budget is $817. This gives you up to 13 leads in the month. Each lead is costing you $62.67, okay? Here's the kicker on it. Let's say somebody called you to remove a tree. That is completely outside of your services. Google will credit it back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area and you do not accept that job, that is an unqualified lead, Google will credit it back. If somebody called you to solicitate you or called to see if you were hiring, unqualified leads, they are credited right back. A qualified lead is if you discussed pricing over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set up an appointment to give them an estimate. Those are qualified leads. Now, when the leads get turned on, right, it's because you told us, yes, turn them on. If you, let's just say that first month you only got one lead. I've never seen it happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means that following month, all you're paying is $62.67 for the one lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Okay?
Yeah, so you're saying if I pay $8 something a month and I only get one lead, then the rest goes into the...
Goes to the next month. Yes, it carries over. Correct. Now, let's say you guys are going on vacation for a few weeks, or maybe you landed a project that has got you booked out, right? You cannot handle anymore. All you do is you call us and you say, shut off the leads. We shut them off immediately. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if you called us to turn them off, right, because you're too busy, and let's say you had only gotten two leads, we shut it off. When we turn the leads back on, when you call us to turn them back on, it'll pick up where it left off. So it'll pick up from where the budget left off and eat the remainder of the budget before you have to then pay the $817 again, depending, of course, on how many leads you received. Okay? Now, the reason that Google calls it Google Guaranteed is because they do also put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. It's almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work. And you'll see it at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark, which I will tell you, Google Guaranteed allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. If that is the whole state, you can cover the whole state if you wanted.
So the only thing as far as is like that portion, I'll have to get back to you on because I just signed with Angie.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I just wanted to share it with you guys because
I will tell you this. This is an excellent program. You could always sign up with this program and start the process. Like if you called me in a few weeks and said, hey, Nadine, I want to now do the Google guaranteed, the only thing you would pay is the application fee, the $250. And then what we would do is get the process started. It takes, I'll tell you, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved because you're going through the background check and all. But I've seen it happen sometimes in 4 weeks. I will tell you this, because I know you just signed up with Angie's, get a feel of how they work. But I will tell you this, Google is no comparison, their pay-per-lead program to Angie's. I mean, Google is like hands down, their pay-per-lead program is excellent. And because with Angie's, I don't know if you're aware, they're a great directory. Don't get me wrong. We work with a lot of their clients. But I think you can only pause your leads for like, I want to say 72 hours, unless if you go on the site and pause it, I think it's 2 weeks tops, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they changed a lot of stuff because on it. And they said, you know, they could shut it off for as long, you know, like up to 2 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because before it used to be like 2 weeks was the longest, and then it would automatically come off, and I knew business owners were like constantly having to go in and shut them off, right? But that's good. I mean, even 2 months. Yeah, with Google Guaranteed, if you said, I need them shut off for 6 months or whatever, they're going to shut them off. They're not going to turn them back on. You would have to call us to turn them back on. But I can also email you the information on that, just so that way you have that info too.
Okay.
But the Platinum package, I think, would be a really great start for you guys, in my opinion, before even doing Google Ads. I mean, if you were going to go the route of Google Ads later on, I would say do Google Guaranteed before that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can you email us all that information, please?
Okay. Something you guys still need to kind of look over? Any other questions I need to address?
No, we're just going to discuss it tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, and tomorrow, and then we're going to, you know, let you know what plan we decide.
Okay.
And like, I wish I would have got you a day ahead of time. Like,
I know, right? Oh, that's okay.
I could see how it goes, and if everything
for
goes
sure.
smooth with the other stuff, I could just switch it over.
Absolutely. What's the best email for you, Rodney? So that way you and I can send you and Debbie. I'm going to send you guys the emails on both packages that we talked about. Always know that even the Google Guaranteed, you could always do that at any time, right? You would just make sure to reach out to me, since I would be the one handling that part for you. What's the best email for you?
It's A as in Adam, P as in Paul, M as in Mary, APM.
Uh-huh.
America@yahoo.com.
You know, I still have my Apple ID as my Yahoo, and my cousin was telling me something about a class action law. It's like this year you're getting all these class action lawsuits, fill it out, you'll get $10 or whatever. I said, I go, you know what, I haven't even checked my Yahoo email in probably a year. I don't even know if I remember that password, so I had to reset it last night. She's all, you better check it. Okay, so I am sending you two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one will say Google and Facebook marketing. That's the package at the $299 a month with the $99 setup fee. So I just sent that one.
Okay.
The second email, again, is coming from me, and it's going to be labeled Google Guaranteed. And that's just going to give you the whole overview about the Google Guaranteed program. Okay. And what I mentioned as far as like the application fee, and then once you're approved and you turn on your leads, what the minimum monthly budget is and the cost per lead. And then let me take a look here. So I just sent those two. And then always know that you have a customized tracking and reporting system with our program as well, because we do definitely want you to track your success. And once you're, you know, verified and all that, we also create you the tiny URL to send to your clients or anyone you've done work for to leave your reviews. They click on the link, leave 5 stars. They don't even have to put any type of comment
like
on there.
A link that I could send to them, right?
Yes. Either you could send it via text. You could even send it by email. Either or. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, did you either one of you have any more questions for me?
Not yet. We're going to discuss it.
Yeah, we're going to discuss it. And And we'll get back to you probably the latest Monday.
Okay, no worries. You can also reply to the email, whichever's easiest for you guys, okay? It was such a pleasure to speak with you too,
yeah.
Debbie. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I know it's late. Enjoy your evening and have a blessed weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.